The area of Sydney where I grew up, it was known for a few things. One of them is terrible traffic. Another one's beautiful bushland. And the third one is fancy private schools was the other thing we were well known for. And each school comes with its own pompous and perhaps profound school motto that's usually in Latin. And that's how you know that it's deep, if it's in Latin. So here's Barker College. Barker College's crest, and on it says, "Seek honor above rewards." Profound, profound. Pymble Ladies College, "Strive for the highest." Abbotslea is another girls' school. "Time flies faster than the weaver's shuttle." Deep, I think. I don't know how fast the weaver's shuttle flies, but time flies faster. That you know. But not all of them translate so well, especially in 2021. This is Knox Grammar's virile adjutor, which simply means do the manly thing. Now, admittedly, it is a boys' school. That's a good start. And apparently it's derived from 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14. Go read it for yourself and tell me how they got do the manly thing from that. They kind of missed the mark. There is a bit in this, is be men of courage. I think that's what they were going for. But the boys' high school that I went to tried to sort of jump on this bandwagon. But in deciding that Latin was perhaps too pretentious for just this pretty average government school, they opted for a King James style, know thyself. Know thyself. Know thyself. What philosophical insight did they expect from a 13-year-old boy? Like, know thyself? I didn't know what it meant then. But I went to the school's website this week, and the principal writes this. He says, "Our school model, know thyself, reflects the idea that within each individual lies the capacity for self-discovery, and in doing so, to fulfill their potential." All right, I can see what they're going for. It's good. And in an age where we're told we need to find ourselves or to live our best life, well, this really is perhaps quite appealing. Know thyself. There's millions of different tools out there to help you understand yourself more, to work out what it is that makes you tick. There's the Enneagram, there's Myers-Briggs personality type, the five love languages, and a bunch of others. And they're all helpful tools, but they can't tell you who you are. And neither can a gap year or a social media quiz or a Kentucky tour. They're not going to tell you who you are. And even if they could, is an inward and individual pursuit to know ourselves, is that really the goal? What do we ultimately gain by doing that? Well, you might have all the answers. You might have yourself sorted out. You might have your life plan all worked out. But then the Apostle Paul would come up to you and he would say, whatever were gains to you, you should now consider them loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. Now, the Apostle Paul was the kind of guy who ticked all the boxes. He knew his identity. He came from the right upbringing. He joined the right club. He followed all the rules and he lived with passion and zeal for what he believed. And yet he says this, I consider this garbage that I may gain Christ. He considers them. He counts them. He deems them as garbage. And that's putting it politely. It's literally rubbish, worthless, detestable when compared to gaining Jesus. And now he says, he is found in him, not in cultural identity, not in religious practice, not in lawful obedience. He was lost in those things, but he is found in Christ. We get lost in our own hopes, our own dreams, lost in this world's attractions, lost in an endless cycle of pursuing pleasure or money or recognition. We get lost in all those things. But we can be found
in Christ. The guys who got baptized tonight, that's what they were declaring. That they were lost in those things, but they are now found in Christ. Yeah, their old way of life is, that life is dead. And the new way is life in Jesus. Jesus deals with our sin and our shame. He gives us freedom and purpose. We've heard about all these things in their stories. And he shows us something that individually we're longing to know. We long to know who we really are. And we find what we're looking for by knowing Jesus. By knowing him, we know our true selves. But you can't just research him like he's some concept or answer. No, you have to seek him like a person. Build a relationship. Get to know him. It's a lived experience. I hope you heard that in the stories tonight. This is a real, tangible thing for them in their lives. This is a lived experience of Jesus in their lives. Because it doesn't matter how many sermons you hear, how many sermons I give, I can't make you know him. Interesting thing I discovered about my old school motto, and know thyself. It's actually an ancient Greek principle. Some attribute it to Plato, others to Socrates, and to a bunch of other philosophers. And they don't really know who said it. That's why they attribute it to all those guys. They don't really know who said it, but it was popular. This is a good saying. And this Greek word, gnosko, to know thyself, well, it's the same Greek word that Paul uses in verse 10 of Philippians 3. He says, I want to know Christ. Not know thyself, know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now, this verse, I color-coded it. Can we put it back up, actually? I color-coded it so that we could see the structure. They call it a chiasm. It's kind of like a palindromic number, you know, red's the same way, forwards and backwards. And it ties these two ideas together, life and death, suffering and glory, participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and to know the power of his resurrection, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. These two ideas tied together. To know Jesus is to know that these two experiences are inescapably linked. You can't have Easter Sunday without Good Friday. To know Jesus is to know both the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings. To be found in his story, and his story is one of suffering and glory. We try to separate them out. And so when we do that, suffering feels pointless or like a punishment. We forget that Jesus has experienced what we have and he has triumphed over it. But it can go the other way too, where we get caught up in all the glory and triumph. And so we arrogantly strut through life like it's our right. And we forget that Jesus is the one who deserves all the glory. It's never either or, it's both and. To know Christ is to experience suffering and glory. Baptism is about death and resurrection. A death of the old life and a resurrection into the new. And you know what? Though bring those two things together, it actually makes more sense of our lives. More sense than any personality test or self-discovery exercise. We experience death and life, suffering and glory, and often they're intermingled in our lives. But knowing Jesus, well, we see him bring life out of death and glory through suffering. And so when we're struggling, well, he brings us hope and he brings us peace. And when we're celebrating, well, he gives us the reason to praise. So wherever you're at in your journey with Jesus, well, there's more to come. If you don't know him, well, maybe tonight is the start of something. Maybe tonight's the chance to take that first step to know him. And if you've been sitting at the edges and not sure whether to commit, as Matt spoke about, just wondering, is this the time to commit? Mike spoke about it as well. Well, maybe our next baptism class is your next step. Let me know. Love to see more people getting baptized. And if you've been wondering, if you've kind of got lost along the way, well, tonight's an opportunity to return to Jesus, come back to him, to know him. And if you're one of the guys who just got baptized, amazing. Yes, we're celebrating with you, but God isn't done with you yet. Now, wherever you're at, you're not at the finish line yet. God has more in store for you. It is Paul's words in verse 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's a guy who might look like he's got it all together, like he has arrived. He's there. But he's still pressing on, still straining forward to what is ahead. These days, you can win a prize for pretty much everything. And people often blame millennials like it's our fault. Often we get criticized for all the participation prizes, but we're not the ones handing them out. It's not our fault. Well, this life isn't like AFL where you get a point for missing. That's not like that. There's only one goal. One goal, only one prize. There's only one thing worth pursuing, worth investing in, one thing worth knowing. Jesus is the prize. Knowing him is the goal. And in doing that, well, you'll find yourself along the way. Press on through your experience of suffering. Press on in the power of the resurrection. Press on. Don't settle. Press on, don't give up. Press on, don't lose sight of Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, we've come for different reasons tonight. We're in different places. But Lord, would you reveal to us what our next step is in knowing you, in drawing closer to you. And Lord, would you help us to press on, not to stop, not to get stagnant somewhere, but to keep walking, keep following you. Press on toward the goal, to win the prize. Jesus, would we find you and find all that we need in you? Lord, that's our prayer. Tonight, as we sit here, as for those who are watching online as well. Now, Lord, we pray that over our church community, over our local community, over our nation. That people would see that you are the ultimate goal. You are the one who is worth giving everything for, living for each day. And God, would you use us, would you use those who just got baptized tonight to keep sharing that story of what you have done in their lives? God, give them courage and boldness. Stir them up. Would your spirit empower them? And God, would you use us as witnesses of that as well? As witnesses of what you have done in our lives. That we would have good news to share. That we would help people to fix their eyes on you, not on anything else. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.